Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm excited that Jeffrey Zabar is back with us. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia, back in 1999. He is the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, et cetera, et cetera. He is the Chief Home Officer, and he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I hope you're staying warm in frosty Orlando.
Oh, yeah. I told somebody, by the way, folks, I'm broadcasting live from Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Orlando, Mr. Palmer's property here. And I called someone yesterday and from up north, Jeff, and I said, wait a minute. I've got to wait till these sun plows get out of my way.
The sun plows, exactly.
The other guy hung up on me, by the way.
a media alert, a weather alert. I think it's too cold to golf today, so you're going to have to stay indoors.
Yeah, it's gonna dip into the high 50s, I think, today. But anyway, hey, what's going on?
I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Jeff,
one of the things that I wanted to
get you to help us with is too many small business owners are focused so much on the front door. They're focused on, and we're all guilty of this, focused on the front door, the little bell ringing over the door, how many people come to their website, et cetera, and they don't spend enough time as an executive. And an executive, I asked Joel Barker, one of our futurists, the definition of an executive, and he said an executive's job is to take their company from where they're operating today to where they're going tomorrow.
Right.
And that means they have to have one foot in today and one foot in tomorrow. And small business owners don't do enough executive thinking. We're all guilty of it, but and I'll give you one more little comment. Wayne Gretzky said, if you're going to be successful, you can't skate to where the puck is. You got to skate to where the puck is going. Talk to us about that for small business.
Yeah, I mean, it's an often used quote, and it talks about Gretzky's thought about, you know, success is not today and where it is now. Success, you got to think about where things are going to be. In his case, the puck. In our business, where our customers are going to be tomorrow, and you can't just, you know, you can't just ask your customers. You can't just read the trades. You can't just see where your business is trending. You have to do all of that, and you have to, you know, you have to be the CEO, but you also have to be the research department. You have to be the analytical to look out and say, you know, where are my people going? Where is my industry going? Even if my industry is changing, and, you know, I mean, I started as a freelance journalist way back when. Now I do so much more. Had I stayed in that niche, which there's nothing wrong with that, but had I stayed in that niche, many, many opportunities would not have opened because that's where my industry was going, not just my clients, but a whole new batch of clients because my industry was changing. Competitive forces were changing. People were being laid off as journalists, and they were becoming, you know, freelance writers. And so I said, you know, I need to go to a new place. We have to find out where that new place is.
And Jeff, you didn't wait till your world melted down to make those adjustments. You saw indications, trends. Our friend, I just lost his name. I'll think of it in a second. Our trend tracker. He says, you know, he watches trends. He says he's not a futurist. And again, somebody will help me. One of my crack team will help me here in a second. He'll be mad at me because I. Anyway, he says he's not a futurist. He's a trend tracker.
Right.
And that's what that's what you did. That's what you're talking about. Folks, you don't have to be futurists. By the way, it's not him. That's the wrong one. We're working on it, folks. Anyway, he says that you want to follow the trends. You don't have to be a futurist. Just look at how things are trending and plot that course, and you can kind of get an idea of the vector that the future is going on. And what he's talking about is you don't have to look a mile down the road. You may only have to look 100 feet down the road.
Right. And I think part of it is you tag futurist on something like that, and it sort of gives it some highfalutin, scary title that, you know, I just want to be a carpenter. I just want to sell, you know, floral supplies or, you know, gifts, you know, from a little gift store and run a little online business. I don't want to be a futurist. Well, right. You know, you have to sit down at some point. The best time to do it, I mean, I always find the best time to do it is any time. But, you know, really at the end of the year when you're looking over your books or maybe talking to your financial planner or your accountant, you know, where did we go? Where did most of my money come from this past year? Did we see any year-end trends over the past 3 to 4 months? Did we see a macro trend as we talk about the ultimate trend watcher, John Nesbitt, as we look at the macro trends, the mega trends that were going on. Where have I been trending over the past couple of years? You know, if your business has been around long enough, I've been around 22 years. So, you know, my business, I could not have told you 22 years ago where I'd be in 22 years, but I could have maybe told you in a couple of years. And so
don't be intimidated,
but be on top of it.
By the way, Gerald Salente is our trend tracker. And please, folks, don't tell him. I lost his name for a second.
Gerald Salente is
Gerald?
The guy.
Gerald Salente.
Do you have his number by chance?
I do. But I'm not giving it to you. Anyway, the thing is, Jeff, is that I keep coming back lately to Spencer Johnson's book, Who Moved My Cheese? I mean, if you're doing something today that worked perfectly yesterday, and today you're starting to see, wait a minute, you know, we ran that ad or we did this or we did that, and things, people aren't responding quite as much. If you're starting, that's where measurement comes in. If you're starting to see that something is slipping, well, guess what, folks? That's a trend, and somebody may be moving your cheese, Jeff. They may be, you know, you got to go find where they've moved that cheese, and that's where customers are going.
Right. Customers are the cheese. They have moved along and they are not static. You know, the internet alone has totally changed the way customers buy their product, from the research they do to find a plumber or to find a gift to where they're actually buying product. You know, there's nothing like having, you know, a delivery to your door of something you bought online as opposed to getting in the car and going out and purchasing it. Both have a gratification. Both are very wanted by many consumers.
And what that means is that if you have a storefront, that's your competitor. Online is your competitor, and you have to pick up the pace. And it means that if you have a storefront and you don't have an online capability of some kind, at least give people the opportunity to shop, if not buy, then you're going to become irrelevant. And that's the big danger, isn't it, Jeff, that you become irrelevant.
That's terrible. You know, that's a really hard call, a hard thing to see out there. And it should be your greatest fear as a business owner.
That's exactly right. That they don't even care that you're not there anymore. Stand by 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. More to come right after his messages. Jeff, Chief Home Officer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.